Hello, listeners. Welcome once again to Everyday English. In this lesson, I'd like to introduce you to some very simple sentences. These are answers to questions which demand the response yes or no. Now listen to this.
Were you at the Haven Hotel last night?
No, I was not there.
What should he have said, Ajo?
No, I wasn't.
Now, if Kofi had been there, what would have been his appropriate response?
Yes, I was.
Yes, I was. Questions containing auxiliary verbs require short answers in which only the auxiliary verb is repeated. For example, in answer to the question,
were you at the Haven Hotel last night?
We say either,
yes, I was,
or,
no, I wasn't.
Now, let's give our listeners examples of auxiliary verbs. Kofi, could you give us a few?
Yes, I could. Is, are, were, was, have, had, has.
Yes. Any more, Ajo?
Can, could, may, might, will, would, shall, should.
Now, shall we give our listeners more examples of what we mean?
Kofi, did you buy those things for me?
No, I didn't.
Note the answer, no, I didn't. And not, no, I did not buy, or I did not buy them. The original question contains the auxiliary verb, did, and so did is used in the answer. Here's another question.
Would you like to get them now?
Yes, I would.
Here too, the auxiliary verb in the original question was would.
Would you like to get them now?
And the answer also contains the auxiliary verb would.
Yes, I would.
Not yes, I would like, or yes, I would like to. The rest of the sentence is never repeated. Now listen to this short dialogue between Ajo and Kofi.
Have you been to the university bookshop recently?
No, I haven't. Why do you ask? Are you going there?
Yes, I am. Would you like to?
Yes, I would. But I'm not sure I have enough money right now.
Couldn't you borrow from a friend?
Yes, I could. From you, you mean? Maybe I should go to the bank. Have the banks closed?
No, they haven't.
Listeners, I expect you beginning to form an idea of what we're trying to put across. Let's listen to some of the sentences once more.
No, I haven't.
Which is an answer to the question,
have you been to the university bookshop recently?
Note that it would be unidiomatic to say, no, I haven't been to the university bookshop recently. Now, here's another question which you heard earlier on.
Are you going there?
Yes, I am.
Here too, notice the shortened form. Ajo did not say, yes, I'm going there.
Would you like to?
Yes, I would.
Yes, I would. And not, yes, I would like to. In all the examples you've heard so far, the short answer is in response to a statement, not a question. Now, in the examples that you're going to hear, the short answer is in response to a statement. Listen to the following sentences.
It is warm today.
Yes, it is.
Your son played beautifully yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Ajo makes a comment, a statement, in fact, Note that she does not ask a question.
It is warm today.
And Kofi adds a comment. The comment in this case expresses his agreement.
Yes, it is.
One way of expressing our agreement to a comment or statement is by using the word yes and repeating the subject of the original sentence and then its auxiliary if it contains one. Now listen again.
It is warm today.
Yes, it is.
Note again that the comment is a statement, not a question. Note also that the auxiliary verb in the original sentence is repeated. If, however, the original comment does not contain an auxiliary verb, then the auxiliary verb do is used in the agreement. Listen to this.
Your son played beautifully yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. The original comment does not contain an auxiliary verb. Hence, the use of do in the agreement. Now, let's listen to this short conversation. Please pay attention.
They are showing St. John tonight.
Yes, they are. It is a nice picture.
Oh, yes, it is. You would like to see it again, I gather.
Yes, I would. I am taking my sister.
She goes to the pictures often?
Yes, she does.
Now let's listen to some of the sentences again.
They are showing St. John tonight.
Yes, they are.
Note that the original comment is not a question at all. Note that the auxiliary in the original comment is repeated in the agreement. Here is another pair of sentences.
It is a nice picture.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is a nice picture. Oh, yes, it is. Here's a different pair of sentences.
She goes to the pictures often.
Yes, she does.
Note that the original comment does not contain an auxiliary.
She goes to the pictures often.
Hence the use of do in the agreement.
Yes, she does.
Now, let's listen to another short dialogue. This time, it illustrates how disagreement is expressed. Let's take our earliest examples and put them in the negative.
It is warm today.
No, it isn't.
Your son played beautifully yesterday.
No, he didn't. I was disappointed.
Here, Adjo makes a comment, a statement in fact.
It is warm today.
And Kofi adds a comment, expressing his disagreement to Adjo's suggestion. He uses the word no to introduce the comment, expressing his disagreement, and changes Adjo's original comment into the negative.
No, it isn't.
Your son played beautifully.
No, he didn't.
Now, let's listen to a longer dialogue.
Ah, you have just come back.
Yes, I have. And you left the key sticking out.
No, I didn't. You know we are all supposed to keep the key under this cardboard when we are going out.
Yes, I do.
And you found the key sticking out in the keyhole?
I am sure I did.
Of course you did. Could Mensa have been here?
No, he couldn't. He's away in Takoradi. You just arrived here yourself.
Yes, I did. 10 minutes ago. I am going to have lunch. You have had lunch already, I take it.
No, I haven't.
You want to come with me then?
Of course I do. I am famished.
I expect our listeners are beginning to see how these short forms are used.
Of course they are.
Thank you. That's all we have time for, listeners. Have a good day and goodbye.